Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. It reads, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." A great promise. Blessed are the peacemakers. Now, peacemaking can only be done by the pure in heart, for impartiality is necessary. So this beatitude follows on from the former in verse 8. A peacemaker is someone who does not cause trouble between people, and also someone who actively relieves trouble between people. This is the difference between a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. A peacemaker cannot be defensive or touchy, but good at being neutral. A peacemaker is not concerned about themselves or how they look to others. They're not thinking about how decisions will affect them. That is why having a pure heart is a crucial prerequisite for being a peacemaker. Of course, Jesus was prophesied to be the Prince of Peace, Isaiah chapter 9. Christ is our peace in Ephesians 2:14. He himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. And a similar thought in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Peacemakers. Peacemakers are called children of God, according to this passage in Matthew 5. The word called means owned. We, the peacemakers, are owned by God, who is a God of peace. God is described as a God of peace in passages like Hebrews 13:20, Romans 15:33, also Romans 16:20, Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and many, many other references. That's who God is. That's his heart. And so peacemakers are children of God because they repeat what God has done. The problem between us, between people, is often because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. James chapter 1, verse 20. And the solution to this is often, well, Proverbs 15, verse 1, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." A peacemaker learns to keep their mouth shut and not repeat things they hear when it would cause harm. They consider the impact of the situation on the wider community and not just on themselves or the people directly involved. A peacemaker promotes peace by being approachable and having a peaceable spirit. That is how Jesus was and still is. And peacemakers, like Jesus, are not passive. We are commanded to love our enemy in this chapter of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. We're told, for example, also to feed our enemies, Romans chapter 12. A peacemaker is active in doing whatever is possible to promote peace. They take the initiative, and here's the rub with that, it's costly. The blood of Jesus was the price of peace between us and God, so we should not be surprised when peacemaking amongst peoples is difficult, painful, costly. Costly in time, energy, commitment, and the spiritual battle. Can you be a peacemaker this week? It may well be painful, but it will leave you blessed and confident that you are a child of God. Next time we'll go on to look at verse 10. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.